Here's another question we threw out to the group. Patients with ER, PR, HER2 negative tumors, triple negative, should be offered bevacizumab plus chemotherapy in the first line metastatic setting.
Well, I think it's reasonable to offer such a patient chemotherapy plus bevacizumab. The best evidence we have is, of course, with paclitaxel bevacizumab. And Kathy Miller has the other ECOG study that looked at capecitabine with or without bevacizumab that showed slightly higher response rate with the combination, but no advantage in terms of relapse-free survival and overall survival. So we may be seeing specific drug effects or drug interactions between bevacizumab and chemotherapy. It may be different patient populations. The capecitabine patients were patients being treated in the second-line setting, not the first-line setting as with paclitaxel plus bevacizumab.
And of course, Kathy, we're really George Sledge is looking at a study right now, first-line capecitabine plus bevacizumab.
And I think that that's an important question. But based upon the existing data that we have looking at capecitabine bevacizumab and showing little advantage to that, I'm not combining bevacizumab and capecitabine. We don't see an advantage, and bevacizumab, while most patients tolerate it well, does have toxicity and certainly expense. So I'm limiting bevacizumab use at the current time to concurrent with paclitaxel.